Today on Press TV, the U.S. stumbles towards wide-ranging budget cuts as President Barack Obama and congressional leaders fail to reach an agreement over tax rates. The $85 billion in automatic cuts, known as the sequester, takes effect on Friday. The cuts are expected to hit nearly every federal government agency. The U.S. Secretary of State defends Israel after anti-Israeli comments made by the Turkish Premier. Speaking at a news conference in Ankara with Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu, John Kerry said he believed Erdogan's comments were objectionable. Addressing a UN conference in Vienna this week, Erdogan likened Zionism with fascism. Protesters rally in Turkey's capital Ankara to condemn John Kerry's visit to the country. They tried to march on the Turkish Premier's office but were repelled by riot police. Kerry's visit to Turkey is part of his tour to the Middle East and Europe in his first overseas trip as the U.S. Secretary of State. In Saudi Arabia's central Qasim province, at least 300 demonstrators, including 15 women, have been arrested. The protesters were calling for the release of female political activists. Saudi Arabia has witnessed widespread popular rallies since March 2011. Beirut says foreign-backed insurgents in neighboring Syria has destabilized Lebanon by crossing the border, posing as refugees. Lebanon's Interior Minister Marwan Sharbil says the so-called Free Syrian Army has set up camps in northern Lebanon, where its members staged attacks against Syrian government troops. Fresh clashes across the West Bank as Palestinians protest against Israeli atrocities. Israeli troops fire tear gas, stun grenades and rubber bullets at Palestinians joining marches in Hebron al-Khalil, Bilin and Nablus. In al-Khalil, at least one protester was injured and taken away by Israeli forces after falling unconscious. Iraq's finance minister resigns from his post. Rafal Asawi made the announcement during an anti-government rally in Ramadi. Asawi told the protesters that he supported them and their movement. The government says his resignation will not be accepted until an investigation into his financial violations is complete. Now, Venezuela's vice president rejects rumors surrounding the health of President Hugo Chavez. Nicolas Maduro said regional and international media sources are trying to create instability in the country. Maduro said Chavez is currently undergoing complex treatment and urged foreign media to stop spreading rumors. There's the latest here on Press TV.